Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show with the head coach of the Northwest football team, Adam Dorrell. An interview with Coach Dorrell is underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, and providing groceries, a pharmacy, bakery, and kitchen. The interview is recorded each Monday at noon from Maryville's Hy-Vee and can be heard on KXCV, KRNW, beginning at 525 Monday afternoons. It's also available on demand at kxcv.org. Again, with us is the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell, and coach your team back on the winning track Saturday with a great win against Central Missouri. Really one of those games you had to come from behind to do it there in the second half, but got some things rolling and came away with the victory.
Yeah, I was very pleased. It was a good football team we beat, and, you know, the fashion that we did, it was a, you know, blue-collar win, and we were physical for 60 minutes. Yeah, it was great to get back on the winning track, and it was just good to see our kids playing hard, and our execution for the most part was pretty good.
Again, talking with you before the game and then after as well, one of the keys you felt would be how you would react to momentum swing from the other team, and when Central was able to take the lead there briefly, you came right back and not only took the lead, but then took control of the game there in the second half.
Yeah, I really feel like that was a crucial point after we threw the interception. C.J. Keeney, an O-lineman, actually got the kid out of bounds because he had a chance to go back for a touchdown, and we got him out of bounds, and then our defense held him to a field goal, and then they kicked off, and we had a great kick return and went right down and scored, and I really feel the game was, you know, really took it out of them then, and, you know, I feel like our kids, I was proud of them the way they handled that, the adversity. We talked about changing the momentum, and we changed the momentum there, and then, you know, we went down and scored again to put it away.
Talking with you before the game, you felt that you had the ability to run against Central Missouri, and it really turned out to be the case. Two running backs over 100 yards rushing on the same day. You have to feel good about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Both those kids had a really good week of practice, and you know what they were doing schematically. We felt like we could get some matchups in the box, and you know, I thought our offensive line matched up well with their defensive line. And our tight ends, you know, and I don't know if I envision it being that well, but yeah, we did. We got after them, and our double teams were great. We were getting off and blocking linebackers, and you know, even our receivers, they've got to be factored into that. That was the best thing they did all day. They're downfield blocking, maintaining blocks, and you know, when you can run the football like that, it just demoralizes a football team.
Yeah, boy, when you have running backs off as quickly as they were into the secondary of the defense, it was an amazing thing. Get that handoff, and then boom, they're looking at safeties and cornerbacks trying to make some tackles there.
Yeah, you know, we feel like those two kids, Jordan and James, we feel like those two kids are really special. And for this level of football, I don't, you know, my personal opinion, you're not going to find a better 1-2 punch in America right now. And, man, they were hitting it. And we had them on a good rotation. They were rotating every three plays, so they were fresh. And just get in there and go, boy. And they were making one cut, and they were getting vertical for the most part. And you're, like you said, puts a lot of pressure on the secondary to make tackles. The thing I was disappointed with, as well as we were running the football, that we didn't get behind them more on some play-action passes.
And before we talk a little more about that, let's talk a little bit about Billy Creason getting a chance to play a little bit on Saturday.
Yeah, he you know, he came in, and if we could get him healthy and keep him healthy, he can factor into that equation. And there's some things he does really well. He actually does some things different than those two, maybe even a little better in some of his protection schemes and things of that nature. But, yeah, it was good to have him back.
And as far as the passing game, again, just talk a little bit about the quarterback. Trevor Adams getting the start in place of Blake Christopher. Blake still a little bit bothered from injuries from the week before he came out. And just talk a little bit about that and trying to get the receivers into the game a little bit.
Well, I first of all, in an atmosphere like that, you know, there's 15,000 people there for him to keep his composure and manage the football game. He did a really good job. I know he had played this year already, but playing at Warrensburg, a lot different than playing against a Fort Hays or playing at Lincoln, and the atmosphere is just a lot different, and the pressure's greater. And you know, other than that interception, he did a really, really good job of managing the game that day. You know, made some throws when we needed him to, but I just was proud of him on the way he conducted himself. His poise was good, his leadership was great, and you know, he did some good things.
Hey, when you talk about managing the game, sometimes that's a little bit overlooked, getting the team to the line of scrimmage, out of the huddle. Sometimes you look at their stats and things, but there's a lot more to it than just stats. So.
Absolutely. You know, it starts with us. We don't ever want to have to burn timeouts because we're not lined up right. You know, you notice Central had to do that in the third quarter, and they didn't have any timeouts at the end of the game, and it really factors into the game. And then when you get ahead like that, you know, we just try to – we really always try to play up-tempo, but when you get ahead like that, we kind of start slowing it down on a hot day like that. And, you know, he has to get everybody up there and, you know, make sure we're not sitting with our hand down too long and, you know, watching the 40-second clock. So, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it you probably don't read in the paper.
Also, I thought defensively one of the keys, although, again, statistically it might not show up, but the way you forced their quarterback to have to rush the ball a little bit and get rid of some passes quicker than what he would have liked, it seemed like you were keeping him on the run most of the afternoon.
Yeah, I thought our D-line did a good job. They were running a lot of stunts and getting around his feet, getting in his peripheral vision and making him move his feet and take off. And, you know, he just wasn't very comfortable doing that. And, yeah, I thought they did a good job. I know Coach Wright, you know, talking to him today, he feels like we need to start getting a little bit more production out of our defensive ends. We feel like those guys are, you know, structured to rush the passer, and we got to start getting some sacks. We're not, you know, doing great in that area. And, you know, I know that's something he's going to challenge them on this week because Eastern New Mexico throws it all over the place. So, yeah, but they did. They did a good job. The interior guys did a good job of pushing the pocket, too.
And really limiting a Central Missouri team to 20 points, a team that can put a lot of points on the board, you have to feel pretty good about that, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime a team throws the football 55 times, I mean, you know, teams like that are supposed to score, and anytime you can hold a team under, you know, 21 points, that's awesome. And, you know, our back end guys played really well. They're in the one long pass. You know, they did a great job.
And getting back on the winning track, very important as well.
Yeah, it is. You know, when you have a young, inexperienced team like we do, to go down there and win that game, it gives us a lot of confidence in a big venue like that, beating somebody on their homecoming. It's just very important for our psyche. You know, it's would have been hard if you would have lost that one trying to regroup. And I just was proud of our kids' effort. Again, just we were physical. And, you know, we talk a lot about that and preach that and just – you know, in the game of football, from a coaching standpoint, whenever your kids are going out there and just physically dominating an opponent, it makes you feel good. And, you know, our people, we should all feel good about our team's effort because we, you know, we were tougher than they were on Saturday.
You talk about physical and getting that type of effort. You got a great effort out of some guys that were a little bit banged up going into that ball game. They still got out there and laid on some hits and did a lot of things despite the fact not maybe being at full strength.
They did, you know, and I told them that before the game. I was emotional. I was very proud of those guys for sucking it up. You know, Jake Soy, if you saw his hip or seen it, it's just, you know, I don't know how he even can move right now, but he tried to go and he gave us 20 snaps. And you know, Minert's got bruised ribs. If you've ever had ribs like that, it's not easy when you're getting punched by a 300-pound tackle. And, you know, Travis Manning, you know, broke his hand, and they taped it and put a cast on it, and he came in and played. And, you know, I just – you know, we really appreciate our kids sucking it up. And, you know, we talk a lot about being tough physically and mentally, and they showed it Saturday.
And Jordan Simmons, another one of the guys that was playing a little bit on the injury side there.
Yeah, he, you know, his shoulder actually came out, and they put it back in and put a harness on him. And, you know, to come back in and run like he did, you know, it just says a lot about his character and says a lot about our kids.
And getting a big conference win like that's always good. Now you look ahead. You go to a non-conference schedule this week as you got Eastern New Mexico coming in. A little bit of a tie to Northwest from several years ago when Bud Elliott went to Eastern New Mexico after leaving Northwest Missouri State. Mike Howard's still on his staff who coached at Northwest. So a bit of a Bearcat connection there. But just talk a little bit about Eastern New Mexico and what you expect out of them on Saturday.
Well, they're you know, a typical Lone Star team. And what I mean by that, they've got a lot of transfer kids and they've got a lot of speed. They run around. Offensively, they throw the ball all over the place. They're averaging 78 throws a game. They try to play really up-tempo and try to wear you down. And then defensively, they line up in a multiple of fronts, either a 30-front or a 40-front, but they play pretty much man coverage at every snap. And so, you know, we're going to get some matchups with Soy, Shaw, you know, Simmons and Franklin out of the backfield. We're going to get some good matchups there. Even our tight ends, we can do some things to get them matched up on an inside linebacker. So, feel good about our matchups. It's just, you know, this is the type of team, they're dangerous when they have that type of speed. They have a lot of team speed, and, you know, you just, that's the type of team we want to get in here. We want to get it loud, and we want to get on them early, you know, put some doubt in their head, and hopefully we can get things, you know, going out of control for them.
When you look at their record, too, I think only a couple wins right now. But they've played a very respectable schedule right now and played pretty much everybody close.
Yeah, they have. You know, their losses to Incarnate Word and obviously Abilene Christian last week. Those are two really good football teams. And Abilene Christian's really good watching them on film. And they've been in the game the whole time. The thing that, you know, again, because of a speed standpoint, they're not giving up a bunch of deep balls and big plays like that. They're making you, you know, go down the field. And so, yeah, they're doing a really good job. And for who they've played, they've been in every game.
Does it help any at all coming off a central game against a team that passes the ball quite a bit like the Mules to then come and prepare for Eastern New Mexico?
It does. It helps you a lot because, you know, we just went through this with Central Missouri State. So for our defense to be able to, you know, transition into the same style, it's going to be a lot more empty, no back stuff, and they're going to play at a lot quicker tempo. But, you know, a lot of your trips checks, your quads checks, a lot of that things you've already had in, so you should get a lot of carry over there.
Yeah, a lot of times when you see no-huddle offenses, it's not necessarily a hurry-up offense, but with Eastern New Mexico, that's not quite the case here. It's almost kind of an analogy, maybe fast break type of
basketball. Absolutely. Yeah, they're trying to snap the ball about every 15 to 20 seconds. That's fast. So we've got to get our calls in, get set. You got to make your checks really quickly. And what they try to do is keep the same personnel on the field the whole way down so you can't substitute people. So, you know, on incomplete passes, things like that, we got to get guys in and out.
And imagine for a team like Northwest that likes to get a lot of guys in and out on defense, that presents probably as big a challenge as anything.
Absolutely, it does. Our communication's got to be impeccable. We got to know when we can sub and when we can't. You know, I know it's something we're going to talk about as a staff this afternoon. And just make sure we're all on the same page. And, yeah, it does cause you some problems.
And going back a little bit to the game, again, special teams is always something that is big in every game. I thought you got some good play out of your special teams last week. And I guess look ahead toward this week. Again, that's always one of the keys to a ball game.
Absolutely. You know, against Central, Goodburn averaged 48 yards on his punts throughout the day. That's awesome for a true freshman. And then, you know, Todd Adolph made, I think it was 43-yard field goal. That's a, you know, that's a big kick. We give Todd a hard time. The kids call him the Mule Slayer. You know, he's always played well there, but his kickoffs were really good. Even into the wins, his placement of his kickoffs and his hang time was really good, and our coverage was great. And, I've been pleased with our special teams, and, you know, again, that'll be important for a Saturday.
Well, talk about the wind. That was really the first game all season. I think the wind's played much of a factor at all. The weather up to this point has just been fabulous for Saturday.
Yeah, it has. You know, it was really windy coming out of the south there. And, you know, the great thing about Todd, you know, he's very honest with you about what kind of kicks he can make and which ones he can't. And, you know, it's very helpful for us. I know we had the ball down there in the 25, and you know, we tried to throw a double move and get it into the end zone, but that was an instance where he just said, I can't make it from this distance into the wind. So, I've been very pleased with those guys and their performance.
Well, it's kind of nice to get back at home this week, first of two in a row at home with homecoming the week after this. But kind of nice to be able to set up and play at Bearcat Stadium for a couple weeks in a row.
Absolutely. We're very excited about it. We're very excited about this week's game. Just hope we can get a big crowd and get people out there and get loud. And, you know, we want to, you know, play better than we did last week offensively, at least. We want to execute better. But, we're super excited about the next 2 weeks.
So, too, you have to feel pretty good about the crowd that made it down to Warrensburg with their homecoming down there. There are a lot of green that found their way to into that stadium somehow.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, they were loud there at the end, and it was awesome to see them. And the benches are that close, you know, to turn around before the game and see a lot of friendly, familiar faces there. It was great. And, you know, we really appreciate the support as always.
All right, well, AD, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you very much.